I'm like Mellow when I shoot, I don't miss. Yeah, they better check my stats, call me Chris.
Call me Chris.
Yeah, I ain't fly, but I'm known to whip that trick.
Whip that trick.
Real
yeah.
quick, dog. Let me talk my ish. Ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary pals, baby mamas, baby daddies, and everybody in between. Welcome back to the Gresham Leaves podcast. And joining me for the very first time on this podcast at the proverbial Unleashed table is none other than Jay Bougie.
Yo, yes,
what
sir.
What is happening with you, my brother?
Sure, yo, man, you know, chilling, bro, you know, making it happen. I was very, very happy when I seen my email, you know, you had hollered at me. I was like, oh, definitely doing this. Like,
yeah, gotcha. I had to, man. I had to. I'm like, bro, it was pretty much a destiny type of thing. Like, it had to happen. Like, as soon as I linked with you on Twitter, X, whatever they want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro.
As soon as I linked with you, I'm like, bro, I got to talk with you at some point. But I had to make sure some stuff happened, like behind the scenes, make sure I was straight, make sure. All the good stuff, but we finally here, my boy.
Yeah, yo, bro. So it's funny. I remember like the first few times like I came across like your name, like it was Gresh. I thought you was Gresham. You feel me?
You thought I was Jonathan.
Yeah, bro. Yo, so I mean, I'm like, yo, this man wilding. Like, why he say this type of stuff out here? What's going on, dude?
Nah, like, I had to.
I'm like, oh, adios.
I had to tell a lot of people. I'm like, and it's funny, like I always tell people, even people who've actually worked with him, I'm like, I've never met him before in my life. Like, I
and
it's funny is because, and the reason why I say it's not, I wouldn't be surprised if we are somewhat related, is because my grandfather and my was out there wilding. So
yo, listen, back in them days in the south and shit like that, bro, they yo yeah
hey, man,
I don't know about that. It's crazy. I was with so it was my mom's birthday a couple weeks ago, and I was going home with my grandma, and she was telling me, because my family from South Carolina, got some people in North Carolina as well too, and she's saying how like down in the south there was this weekly like newspaper that came out, and it's kind of like their version like the Shade Room and shit. She's like, it told you everything that was going on in town, who was doing what with who done had a baby, this is really your cousin, this is really that. And it's like, my grandma was like, they never found out who was behind it, because it was like, yo, it was so accurate, but nobody knew who was a person writing this shit. So I believe you, man. I believe,
like, because I had people trolling me. They was like, oh, you trying to be, I'm like, bro, I promise you, I'm not, like, this is me. Like,
yeah,
I literally put my face out there on purpose, so people won't be like, oh, he's just trying to be Jonathan Gresham. I'm like, nah, I'm literally Joshua Gresham. Like,
yeah.
I think when they see J-O and then Gresham, they'd be like, oh, you
yeah, because you know how, like, when you see, like, familiar, like, words and letters and shit, you automatically think it's that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought at first, too, until I started looking, like, oh, nah, it's just somebody, all right, cool.
And it's like, when once people get to know, they're like, oh, yeah, they're two different people. Like, and it's like, if we ever link, cool. If we don't, I'm not really the type of person that's going to be like, oh man, I wish we could meet. Because, like I said, it's a big family. So who knows?
Yo, bro, it's crazy, bro. It's wild because, like, even like on my dad's side. So I grew up in Kingsbridge in the Bronx. But like once I got to high school, I went to go live with my great grandmother. So lived on Third Ave in Harlem in Jeff Projects, right? Across the street is Johnson. I got family over there that I've never met, bro. Literally, that live right across the street from me, bro. Never met them. I probably walk past them every day, not knowing it was my family, because it's from my dad's side. My dad moved back to Virginia when I was young. So mm-hmm. It's like this, like that disconnect with like certain family members that's literally across the street, but it's like I only know like the other side of my family, bro. It's crazy, bro. Like it's crazy.
That's why family reunions need to be a thing, because bro, we need to bring back family reunions, because I'm like, bro, let me make sure I'm not having sex with my cousin.
Like, that's a real thing though, you feel me? But like listen, we know other type of folks will be doing that nasty shit, and you feel me, we ain't about that. So you know
we
what
ain't
mean?
About that. Like, yeah, I'm, like, nah. No, I'm trying to find out, like, hey, are we like, really? You got me pulling up a piece. I'm like, hey, is this my cousin?
Right here. Like, you were doing this shit right there, like, yo, what is
I bet. So I don't feel bad. All right, cool. But for the people who don't know who Jay Bougie is, like, what, like, who are you as far as like a professional wrestler as well as a person?
Yo, so I just did a podcast last night, and I said that it kind of changes where I'm at, like in my career. Mm-hmm. So I think a big thing right now is you'll see people who talk about professional wrestling, sports entertainment, right? Right. I'm trying to figure out like, what am I really? Because I don't, bro, I'm not a technical wrestler. I'm not, that's not me. I'm going in there. You feel me? I'm gonna talk my shit. You feel me? I'll make sure I
get seen your matches.
Like, you feel me? Feel like I have it where I can. So I think I'm more on the entertainment side, but that's because like I only knew WWE, bro. I didn't know about indies growing up. All I knew was that, and that was it. Until like I learned about TNA growing up and shit like that. But Jay Bougie is pretty much just, I'm from the Bronx, bro. You feel me? There's not a lot of people from the Bronx that's doing anything even remotely close to the space that we're in right now. So my whole thing now is that Jay Bougie is a foundation. You feel me? Jay Bougie is the one that's, you know, trying to kick in the door for folks, trying to lay it down, you know, and just help people who look just like me, talk just like me, got hair just like me, and are able to be able to express themselves in this space and just be themselves, bro. Like I was saying how, like when I was younger, I didn't know Hulk Hogan wasn't black. So I didn't know Macho Man wasn't black. I didn't know
that fucking tan.
No, bro, these spray tan bandits out here is crazy. And then I'll be playing SmackDown versus Raw, bro. And like, I didn't know how to make a black character, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to change the complexion, or if I did, he look like duck sauce. You know how duck sauce look, bro? Like, that'd be the closest thing to black to my complexion he'll look like. But then he got like these white ass features, bro. This hair that don't, yo, bro. The dark season was nasty. It was nasty back in the early 2000s, bro. So like, now
that's why I'm always out here like with 2K. Like, bro, can we get some actual black dreads? Because as you get older, you pretty much learn your culture, and you be like, yo, we don't have a lot of this representation in at video all, games, bro. Like, yo. I'm tired of wearing the same dreads every single from 2K15 to 2K23,
bro. It's across all 2Ks, the same thing in NBA 2K, the WWE 2K. Like, they just, okay, we're just gonna just drop this here and then they're fine. They have their braids, come on, bro.
Right, so that's why I get where you come from, because it's like I didn't know about tan until I was like in middle school, high school. Bro. I was like, oh, wait, you're not black?
Yo, bro, I remember my mom saying, Hulk Hogan ain't black, boy. I'm like, huh? Like what you mean? Like, but he don't look like what I knew was white, bro, was white. You feel me? Like a pale person, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I thought that was white. And then anything a little darker, like I kind of knew about Spanish at the time in Spanish, but you know, white and black. You feel me, bro? I'm thinking he was black, but nah. These motherfuckers white. He's out here.
And it's like as you get older, you be like, all right, so that's why when you see your Braun Breakers and all this stuff, you're like, bro, hey, relax.
Yo, Matt Cardona, him, bro. Bro, we in MLW and shit, you know, we beefing and shit right now and everything, bro. He coming here. Thomas said that he better not walk in with a spray tan to make my grandma jealous. That shit is hilarious, bro, because he be dark as hell.
He do be, bro. And back on your on your character, I seen you mention on Twitter how you found yourself as a wrestler with the help of your significant other, Shayla. How important is she to your career?
Oh, bro, like so important. So like when I first started wrestling, I was dating somebody else, and you feel me? It was cool. You feel me? Like for that time, everything was great and everything. But it's a difference when you see someone that's like really like down for you, in a sense where it's like, nah, like do what you gotta do. You feel me? Like you believe in this, I believe in you, I trust you that you're gonna do what you gotta do, bro. Like to be honest, bro, I haven't worked like an actual like job since like before the pandemic. So like just having her being able to be like, nah, like, you know, do your little jobs in between here, like get a job that works with your career. And I've been able to do that. And it's just been, I've just been able to be free, bro. So like before I was Jay Bougie, I was known as Jay Bougie. And Jay Bougie was pretty much because at Gleason's gym where I trained at, we all like New Japan. So we all had little New Japan guys' nicknames. You feel me? Some guys was like, oh, that's Shingo over there. Bougie's Bougie. All this other type of shit, bro. And it stuck on for a little bit. Everybody's calling me Jay Bougie. It was cool. But it got to a point where people were saying Bushy as Bushy, Bushy, or even called me Bougie. And it's just like, yo, y'all not even trying, bro. Like, I took that as disrespect because, like, if it's anyone else, you're going to make sure you pronounce your name correctly. You're going to make sure you're showing that respect for what it is. Like, and to just be condescending about it. Like, I remember one guy was like, Jay, he said, say something. He was like, all right, whatever. It's like, that's not my name, bro. It was like, that's just especially from where we come from, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you acting like that, bro. You feel me?
That's kind of like with me when people will pronounce my name wrong. They were like, they would call me somebody else's name, or they would say Grish. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, bro. And I'm not responding to how you said it wrong either, bro, because that's not me. So you either gonna say it right, it'll be like, yo, how do you properly pronounce this? So people wasn't doing that, and they would call me by like my type. So I ain't gonna lie, when the Spider-Man's joint came out, the first game, I had the little Spider-Man gear, you feel me? It was fire. I had the Black Panther shit, it was fire. I did like some low-key gear, like, you feel me? Like, I was just doing like stuff that like I fucked with. Yeah. And then people just call me by the name of my gear. And I didn't like that, because it's like, bro, you know my name. They just called me by my name. So it got to a point where I was like, all right. And of course, with my old stable mate, PJ, he was like, yo, just be bougie, bro. Like, they keep calling you bougie, give them bougie. And Shayla was like, yo, you need to start treating them like, how do you need to treat them? Like, you know who you are. Like, you're better than all of them. You feel me? Like, she's pretty much saying, like, they got the audacity. Like, all right, now you got to really turn up on them. And like, a lot of what Jay Bougie is Shayla. That's how Shayla is, like, in real life, bro. Like, it's a lot of her. I swear to God, bro. So like, a lot of the way now, bro, is I just act like her. I take bits from her. I take bits from like my boys on my block. I take bits from like other people that I met, bro. Like, even like right now, bro, like me and you, we chopping up this one, you do that, like, I'm taking that. You feel me? And then I'm gonna put it into the character, because now it comes about like Jay Bougie is like a community. You feel me? I want to take bits and pieces from everybody where it's like, okay, I can relate to this. Okay, I can identify this. Oh, yo, he said this word kind of like how I say it. Like when I, like my springboard cutter, I call it the Yobi Yutter. You feel me?
Yutter.
You feel me? We throwing the Y on it like, yo, Yansom. He's you. You feel me, bro? So like, I'm doing shit like that where it's like, Yobi. And it's fire.
It's fire, bro. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a team. Like, it's a whole, like, it's yin and yang, Batman, Robin.
Yes.
Type beat. So yes, that's why, right. I'm like, that's why, and that's why I had to ask that, because I'm like, yeah, you're pretty much, I guess you could say for now, front and center, because you just had, you guys just had a baby. So
yeah, yo, bro, he's big as hell, bro. Big as hell, 3 months. Yeah, bro, and it's crazy, because, like, I don't know. We were just talking about, like, he knows how to express emotion already, bro. So, like, if I'm holding him, I got him, like, first of all, he don't like being held like this no more. He wants to be, like, stood up, bro. He want to be, like, jumping on his feet and everything. So if I take long picking him up, bro, he'll be like, mad, angry, and loud. I'd be like, yo, who are you talking to, bro? I am your father. Like, what is going on? And then I got to remember, he only 3 months, because, like, I'll take his little ass, throw him on a bed or something real quick. Like, yo, who are you talking to like that, bro? But it's just like, it's crazy, because he's growing so fast, bro. So fast, and it's beautiful. And it's like, it kind of like, I feel like I've gone like full circle with the human experience. Mm-hmm. I believe that life has different chapters, you know? So when you're young, you go through like elementary school, college, high school, all that bullshit, bro. And then now, like, I'm a father, bro. You feel me? I'm blessed to have a partner who I've known since I was 15. You feel me? Like, we've known each other practically our whole lives, and then now we here, we have our kid, bro. And before, I'll be making jokes like, damn, bro, my first son is Spanish. Like, shit, damn, like, she got me. Like, damn, you feel me? Like, but you probably bothering and shit, you know. But it's cool though. And then she told me, she was like, yeah, so she like, yo, you know your family line is fucked up now. Everybody's Spanish from this point on. I'm like, damn. My son dead Puerto Rican. Like, nah, like, bro, we having moments and shit like that, because it's like, it's just so crazy when you think about how, like, we from the South, or we got family from the South. It wasn't a lot of, you know, like, it was blacks and blacks, you feel me? Like, my black dad, black mom, you feel me? Black grandfather, black grandmother and stuff, you feel me, bro? And like, now, I'm a black man. My girlfriend is Puerto Rican and Dominican. My son is Puerto Rican, Dominican, and black. So it's like, now moving forward, we got all these cultures here now into this family, and it's just like, it's crazy, bro. It's so crazy.
It's crazy, man. And you know when he said, he basically said, hey, pick me up, motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. You sleep like, fuck out of here. Like, I like, bro, it's like, it's crazy how, like, one sound, like, bro, when you have kids, if you have kids, whatever, you'll know what your kid is saying to you, bro. It's
nah, crazy, I have bro. Nieces and nephews right now.
So you know what's up, bro.
So I already know the sound. Like, my nephew went around the time when I was staying a few days with my god sister. He's pretty much my nephew, and he was like, pick me up, because he don't know certain words. He's like, pick me up, uncle. He don't know how to say uncle, so he said unctie instead of uncle. He's like, unctie, pick me up. What the hell you just said? Because I'm trying to figure out what is an unctie.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, kids are like, bro, kids are just, it's crazy, bro. That's the only way I can say, bro. And I've only been doing this for 3 months, and it's been a blessing. I'm having a ball,
man.
But that's great.
Well, I had to say, I had to bring it up because that's a congratulations to you, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank
being
you.
A father is a blessing. And it's like, that's my goal, to be a great father. So it's like, whenever I see someone being a good father, because you are, from what you allow us to see on social media, you are doing
Thank
your best.
Bro. Thank you. So, and it's funny, bro, because it's like, I want to share more. You feel me? Just because it's
there's some people.
Yeah, bro. It's just weird. And I just want to be able to protect my family, do what we gotta do. But at the same time, it's like, I know that I have an audience. You feel me? In a sense where it's like, hey, like, this is what we're doing. Hey, maybe you guys could try this, or, you know, doing that type of stuff, bro. But at the same time, I gotta protect our peace and do what we're doing. But, you know, little by little, you know, as time goes on, we'll see. But feel free, hit me up privately if anything too. That goes to anybody that, you know, obviously that I fuck with. You feel me? Of course, you too. Hey, Bougie, that type of stuff. But it's fun.
Yeah. I got you. Speaking of fun, you're 368 on PWI 500, 99 on BW 500, and 50 on BRP.
Bro, all these flexes.
All these flexes. All of which are pretty much prominent and influential lists within the community of hardcore wrestling fans that in many ways deeply respect the industry and the work that wrestlers like yourself put into their craft once they step inside those ropes. What does it mean to you as a wrestler to be essentially climbing this list year after year? Because when I met you, you was a little lower, and now you're creeping up.
Yeah, yo, bro, it's crazy because it's like it hasn't. So like you know Spider-Man, we say with like great power comes, you know, yeah, bro, like I get that, bro, because now I went from being the guy where it's like, hey, we're gonna bring in talent for you to face. Like I've been blessed to work Shane Taylor Promotion. I've been blessed to work against Khan, Lance on Hawaii, Facade, a bunch of people, bro. And now I'm in the position where it's like I'm the talent being brought in for those who were in the position I was in last year. So being on all these lists and getting all this recognition, it's kind of like surreal in a way. Cause I remember being in high school, I wanted to play basketball, bro. Everybody wanted to be on the hoop. Ball is life mixtapes, all that shit, bro. You feel me? And it's like, I never got a mixtape. I was never ranked. I never did all that. Coming to wrestling, I'm being ranked. PWI, back-to-back years. The BRP 50, the very first time I was on there. The BW 500, bro. Like, all these type of things. And I was actually on there when I was back as Jay Bushi in Gleason's, but I was just training. I didn't even know about that, bro. I was like 2-something, 244, 2 whatever it was, bro.
Yeah.
Like, now to come up where I'm at now, it's just like, people are recognizing, and now like I'm starting to, I feel it where it's like, okay, like I'm getting steam. You feel me? Like keep building, because I'm very outspoken, bro.
Oh yeah,
I'm not.
I noticed that when your number last year, you made it into your whole.
Like, oh yeah,
had to your whole thing. You
had
like,
to, bro, because
I'm gonna rub it in all your faces,
bro. Because at that time, people were playing, bro. And it was a point where it was like, yo, you need to change. Like, you need to be more like this, or you need to be more like that. And it was getting, I ain't gonna lie, but I was at a point in my career where I was like very like frustrated. I was unhappy because a lot of bullshit. And this is my career though, and this is my profession where I just want to make sure, I just want to be great, bro. I don't care. I do not care about independence. I don't care about this, bro. I'm trying to get a job, bro. Like, you know, even what I'm saying, bro. I'm trying to get a job out here, bro. So it's like, there's a lot of people in the independent scene where it's like, this, they plateaued. This is their ceiling. They've been doing this for 15, 20 years, and you're still here where I've only been for 2 years, and I'm rising way higher than you as it is, and they don't like that, bro. I don't play these games with them out here because I don't care about this. You can keep Richfield Park. You can keep the Jersey Shore. You can keep all this other stuff here because that's not meant for me, bro. You feel me? If anything, I'm helping the scene by still being here, bro. This scene's not helping me. And I realize that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, whenever that PWI dropped, and it came at a beautiful time, bro, because I was on my way to AEW. My very first time doing extra work. And boom, I see the PWI drop. And I had a feeling I was going to be on there, but I wasn't 100% sure. But I was like, nah, I've been putting in the work, bro. I've been putting in the work.
That was when you was on Dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was Dark, and I'm facing the six-man World Tag Team Champions, Dalton Castle and the boys. So I'm on my way there, bro. And it was just a great feeling, bro, because just a couple days before that's whenever I was like, nah, like I'm betting on myself. Mm. I'm betting. Okay. So I left the group. I'm like, nah, we doing it's bougie. Everything's gonna be bougie, bro. And I was sitting on my theme song for like 7 months already before I had even like dropped that shit. I had it, bro. I was sitting on. I was like, a time's gonna come where it's time for me to drop this. And then the way life works, world works, bro. It was like, nah, I'm just gonna do my own thing. I mean, I had Shayla with me. That made it even better, bro, because she was out there, you know, making the trips with me, bro, going to these shows, bro, kicking people in the nuts for me, slapping people for me, bro. You feel me? Like, doing whatever she gotta do to make sure that, you feel me, I got the win and to make sure that I was being respected and got elevated to the level that we both believe that I should be at. So when I was like PWR 45, top 500 wrestler in the world, it started sticking. And I had people that's number 133 saying the shit. I had people that's number 488 saying the shit. I had people that's number 15. Like, bro, there's people everywhere on the list saying my whole vibe. So it's just like, then I realized, I'm like, oh yeah, I got something. Because if I'm number 45 and I'm waving this flag proudly and loudly, yeah, you feel me? I got these other people who's higher up. Now they're like, oh, well, I'm 100. Oh, well, I'm 233 or XYZ for me, bro. Like, nah, I feel like I made 45 the most recognized number the last year, bro.
No, yeah, last year I was like 485. Like, it was easy to roll off the tongue. Bro, 368 ain't as easy, but
yeah, you feel me? One of my boys, David Adams, he said, he is PWR 368 for the next 365. It's a little longer.
It's a little longer.
But it's something. It's something. But, yo, they could just give me 365. They could just give me 365, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You just made it complicated.
Damn, bro. You feel me? But like you said, I looked at it, and the thing I hate about with wrestling, bro, and I hate with, like, certain people in life where it's, like, they want to make you feel bad about your accomplishments. Like, oh, you shouldn't. Oh, it's just a list. It's just that. Like, nah, bro, I work hard. I don't care about what your opinion is, bro. Like, this is an accomplishment for me, bro. I'm on the same list as my favorite wrestler of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Grace the Cover Up. I'm on the same list. While Roman Reigns is having a 1,000-day fucking reign, I'm in that same list. I'm in the same conversation. We're like, all right, who are the best wrestlers right now this year in the world? I'm right there, bro. Yeah, I might be a couple pages down. You feel me? I'm there, bro.
You there. Like, that's something to be real proud of. That's why I don't really, like, get into that discourse. Like, when the list drop, I'd be like, yeah, let me mute this. Because I already know most people who take it serious, if they're not wrestlers, they're just fans like me who just, like, but they are, I won't even put myself in their category, because they are a different one that, it's like, they thrive on people being brought down. And I'm like,
no, and it's nasty work, bro. It's disgusting. And it's just like, for me, like you said, like, I made the 45 my whole thing. It's what you make of it. If you want to treat this as a list, treat it just as a list. But I'm treating this as, like I said, I'm one of the best wrestlers in the world. You're going to respect me as such, and you're going to know who I am. And one of my boys told me, he's like, bro, I'm going to be real with you, bro. Nobody, no one knew what number Kenny Omega was last year, but I guarantee you people knew what Jay Bougie was. I was like, damn, bro, like, yeah. That's crazy. Like, I don't remember what number Kenny was last year. A lot of people don't remember this shit, bro. But you feel me? It's different. But, you know, it's just that marketing behind it. And that's why I tell people, like, you got to just build your brand. You got to build your brand, bro.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And speaking of brands, we talked about MLW. You're part of MLW's Boombaye Fight Club, led by current MLW World Heavyweight Champion Alex Kane. How does it feel to be a part of that? Because I saw how excited you were on Twitter when it happened, and even on the show. Like, walk me through your emotions then and now in regards to this, because that's pretty cool. I'm not even
I was nervous as hell, bro. So look, I did the fight train like 2-3 months ago. You know, I just came out, did the whole vibe with him. And again, bro, now this is me being smart and thinking, like, I got an opportunity right here. So, you know, every time people do extra work in all black shirt, black pants, black shoes, all that. I went to Alex. I was like, yo, Alex, can I wear these Kobe's out there? He's like, yeah, wherever you want to wear it. I put on them bright lime green ass
Kobe's, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, not only is my shoes standing out, now how can I stand out as a body on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm working and I'm walking as if it's my entrance. You feel me? I'm in that moment as if, like, yo, dude, like, this is me too. I'm not in there as just an extra, because the extra work at MLW is different from AEW. AEW, like, it's very, you know, you're an extra at AEW, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you stay in your lane, you know what I mean? But, like, MLW, I'm with Ash, I'm like, I feel like I got a little flexibility here. So, like, what can I do? So once they approve the sneakers, I'm like, oh yeah, it's lit. Feel me? We out there hitting the poles. I'm working the camera. I'm doing everything around it. And, you know, we had the fucking like suplex number count. Yeah. And I realized, bro, while I was out there, like people were paying attention to me. There was like, not like on a like, oh, who is that? But like, yo, he's not a regular extra. Like there's something there, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I should know who this person is, kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying? And some people knew me there, so that also helped too. But we did that whole thing. Then we went the next day and it was in Philly. No, it was that Saturday. It was in Philly. Alex won the battle riot. I was right out there, did his entrance with him and shit, bro. Boom. Once he's being held up, I made sure I was right there in that shot. Boom, IA, you feel me? Right there, celebrating with him, doing everything. And then once all that footage dropped, I'm promoting. You feel mm-hmm. me? I'm putting it out there. I'm sharing it. I'm doing everything. And Alex said, he was like, yo, everyone asked me, like, how can I get on this? And I'm like, look at what Bougie did. Before he was even in, he's sharing Boom, IA like he was. Before he's doing anything, he was just sharing and sharing and sharing. So it's like, that caught Alex eye. You feel me? And I already knew Alex from before. I knew Alex from back when we was trying to like the Takeover versus SCP show, and when he came to Invictus. So like it was always like a little mutual respect. From like we interacted on social media, so that was definitely something. And then now we get to the week of when I actually have my match. Shayla is in the end game of her pregnancy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like she could give birth at any moment. So MLW hit me up like, "Yo, are you available this day?" I'm like, "Yeah." Because I was gonna go up there anyway, but I was like, the pregnancy is you feel what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I don't wanna be yeah, and then she gives birth, yeah.
Yeah, so then they was like, nah, well, we want you to work. I was like, oh, I'm having a match. So I'm like, call your mom, we need the call. I'm like, listen, if you give birth in Philly, whatever, you give birth out there, but we need to get out there because I ride out there with my boys. You feel me? I'm not gonna burden on that, like, hey yo, I gotta run out this and that. You feel me? That's not fair. Right. So we got the car, bro. She hopped in the car. She was like, yo, let's go. We out. Again, having a partner that supports you and understands how much this means to you is a beautiful thing because she's like, all right, whatever. You feel me? Like, bro, we packed the bag, the hospital bag we had in the trunk. We had everything. Mom gave me the car, flew out to Philly. Get there. Everything cool, but you could tell she's pregnant, bro. She's making out people and everything, shit like that, bro. Like it's crazy. Everyone looking at her like, oh my god, girl, like why are you here?
Why are
like,
you here right now?
Bro, like literally, it's one of those. And I'm just like, yo, like it's an opportunity. And then if I'm able to do this and still be able for my family, let's ride. And like I said, she supports me so much, bro. Man. So we there, get to the building. You feel me? So MLW does long ass cards, bro. Like it's like 18 matches because we do the pay-per-view and we do the fusion tapings, right?
Right.
Bro, I was match one of like, I think it was like 15 that night. Yo, when I tell you, bro, my heart was beating, bro. My stomach is, yo, bro, I'm there nervous as hell because not only is this my first match, not only is this my first opportunity, I'm kicking off the show, bro.
Ooh, and that's one thing about a lot of people who don't really know about wrestling is like, if you're not main eventing, kicking off is about as important. As
yes,
main you eventing,
set the tone, bro. And you're right on one. It's like, well, you guys go out there set the tone. I'm like, well, goddamn, bro. Like, shit, man.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, literally how I felt, bro. I'm nervous. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, this is one time I was really nervous, bro. So I'm in Gorilla, and then you guys are like, all right, the following concert, Boom, man, Fight Club, trial. I'm nervous. I'm waiting, bro. My music hit, and then they make the little Tron for me, a little video, John. I seen the shit say Jay Bougie. I got hype. Cause I ain't never have one of those. I ain't never had a little Titan Tron drunk, bro. I said, oh, let's fucking go. I got hype, bro. I walked through that curtain. I'm like, let's go. Talking about shit, going crazy and everything. Hit the pose, hit the whole vibe and everything. So I'm like, let's get it. You feel me? Then it's crazy. So I'm on there, and then I heard that Boom IA music hit. Erupt. Thomas comes out with O'Shea. Now, mind you, right, for people who keep up, I had beef with O'Shea because he was with Shane Taylor Promotions from before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's even crazy how, like, life just works, bro. Everything just, you know, comes full circle in a way. We out there, we had a match, bro, and then I went for the suicide dive where, like, I almost went into the damn front row. And I remember people be asking, like, yo, like, dude, do you dive short? Do you dive far? I'm like,
I just dive.
So like, you know what I mean? Like, just pay attention, brother.
Catch me.
I hit that rope. I went through that shit. I said, "Oh, I'm going too far." But yeah, bro, Thomas was like, yeah, they do one of these jaws to get me, bro. And Matt Stryker was like, yo, how is he not dead? On the commentary, I got up, I'm like, ah! He was like, oh, shit, bro. But did the match. Thomas ended up giving me a boss man slam, powerbomb my ass almost through the damn mat, doing the whole promo. So he grabbed the mic. I didn't know about this. He grabbed the mic. He was like, yo, you got that dog in you. You know, we going to sharp you up. Fuck it, you rolling with Boomer in now. I was like, oh.
No, so that was a genuine reaction.
Yeah, bro. Like, wow. I was like, oh, shit. Like, damn. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like,
that's lost. Even better.
I lost. So it's like, all right, well, what happens now? You know, like, we did the fight train stuff. I just go back to that. How can I find my foot back in the MLW? Because I used to do media for them. I did media a year ago. So I was there, you know, when Alex was still, I think he was the open weight champion at that time. And
last year?
Like, yeah, it was like last year. I think it was. So when that happened, bro, I walked through the curtain. Alex is there. He's like, yeah, let's go. People clapping and shit like that. I'm just there like, oh. Like, whoa, you feel me? And then, like, they actually did a documentary called Spirit of Boomer, and that came out. It was on the episode of Fusion, like, a couple months ago. You go watch it on YouTube, too. Yeah. They interviewed me, and you see Shayla big ass in the back, all stomach, all out of shit, bro. Just there. You can tell she hot. Her feet hurting and shit. She like, man, like, where we going?
He's like, when are we going? Oh, fuck, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, bro. You really, bro. So it was definitely one of those. But to now be with Boomer, it's definitely a blessing. Alex Kane is one of the nicest people in this business. And I think maybe he's too nice. You feel me, bro? But it's like, he cares, bro. Like, right. And it's okay. Like, he cares. Like, he genuinely cares about putting people on. If you look at everybody that's on the Boomer fight train that comes out there in the All Black, they're all professional wrestlers or people with a personality in some aspect in wrestling. And you can look at each person. You could go find their stuff. He tags them too, bro. Doesn't just post and doesn't tag me. He tags every single one of them so you know who they are. You'll find their work if they just happen to catch your eye. You know what I'm saying? Alex is great. Thomas is a vet. He's funny as hell. And I had my first two matches with him. So he made my transition from independence to working to you hearing, bro?
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? He made my transition from independence to TV a lot easier. And I was a lot more comfortable because my first match I worked against him. My second match was against my boys in the main event, which made it easier for me too. And anything goes wrong, whatever, you just look to Thomas. Boom, Thomas handles it. He handles it. So... it's been really good. And I got O'Shea, bro. And like I've had a connection with O'Shea for a minute, just because like I said, we did the takeover SCP stuff and I worked with him and spoke with him a couple of times. So I feel like right now I just got like a lot of experience around me, a lot of good people who genuinely care about who I am and my development. So I'm just taking it all in, bro.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's fun to get that behind the scenes in the right way, like from a genuine perspective, like to see you as the wrestler, like you just as passionate about it, just like the next person and the next person. And and honestly, this is coming from the bottom of my heart. I can see you popping off with like really, like you were already popping off on social media, but like really popping off within the next year or so. Like,
oh, that's the goal, bro. Thank you.
You're doing it not only the right way, but you're doing it with like with genuineness. Like, you know how some people try to step on toes and all stuff. You're just like, hey, this is me. This is me, and this is how you're going to get. If you don't rock with me, cool. But I'm still going to continue to push with the people who rock with me.
I had to learn that, bro, because it's like when you're a good person, you want to be liked. You feel me? You want to. You want people to be like, hey, like, you know, what's up? But that's just not how the world works, bro. And feel me? Like, I had to just, you know, stay true to myself. I think about, so my great-grandfather, before he had passed, I didn't tell him I was a wrestler. You feel me? Because, like, you know how family is, bro. Once you go to college, once you do the whole thing like that. And, unfortunately, he had got cancer. But we didn't know. But, like, we found out, like, a week before he had passed. And I told him. I'm like, there's no way I can't tell him that I'm doing this, you know, without him, before him passing. And he was in his right state of mind. And I was able to tell him. I was like, yo, like, well, I'm a professional wrestler. He's like, all right. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. He's like, is that something you want to do? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, whatever you want to do, make sure you're the best at it. Like, make sure you're the best, give it your all. And me being the best, bro, is being me, bro. So that's why, like, when people tell me I gotta change, I gotta do this, like, I take that personally on another level, because it's like, I can't do that. You feel me? My grandfather told me to be the best. My great-grandfather told me to be the best that I can be. The only way I can do that is being me, bro. So anytime, like, things happen like that, from I just kind of, like, remember that conversation. That conversation is, like, my driving factor to keep pushing, bro. Him. My three little brothers, my mom, my grandmother, my two other great grandmothers, bro. My son now, bro. You feel me? Like
next generation.
All these things, bro, that's all into it. And then the community too, bro. Like I know I'm at a point where there's people watching me who look like me, bro. And it's like, Bougie's doing this. Like, all right, bet. You feel me? Like when I have these shows in the Bronx, bro, they go crazy when I come out there, bro. It's crazy because I'm a hill at nature. You feel me? But mm-hmm. I'm in the Bronx, bro. It's wild. It's wild.
You know, in the Bronx or down here in the South, we don't really mess with them cookie cutter baby faces. You gotta be an asshole.
And that's true, you feel me? But it's like I'm at a point where it's like I'm just too fucking cool. You feel me? Like I'm just a cool, genuine person. I'm someone even as a hill, if you come up to me, I'm gonna talk to you, bro. I'm not gonna be like, oh, get out of my face.
Right. Ooh, you're beneath me.
Yeah, bro. I'm be like, oh, I'm like, yo, what's up? You trying to buy something? You ain't buying that. Why are you talking to me? You feel me? We're like, make it an interaction, make it an experience, bro. And it's like mm-hmm. that's what people don't do now. Like I say it to everyone, bro. The wrestling does not matter, bro. Right. That is like the 1% of this whole profession. Everything else, what you do outside the ring and how you conduct yourself as a professional and the connections and the experiences that you make. That's why I said earlier, bro, where it's like, I don't know if I can really classify myself as a professional wrestler, or I think I'm more of an entertainer, a sports entertainer that happens to do professional wrestling, you know? Yeah. So I'm going to go out there, bro. I'm going to make it a vibe.
I always laugh at people when they be like, sports entertainment, professional. I'm like, it's all the same thing. It's just a
title. Yeah. it's all underneath the same umbrella, like unless like we're talking like pure wrestling, like people who do like
the pure technical wrestling. Yeah,
like okay, what you're saying, I dig it. I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's like I was talking last night and it was like, okay, like when you watch Will Ospreay, you watch him for his matches because you know that match is gonna go crazy. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But for me, when I watch Roman Reigns, I want to see what funny shit he about to do. Mm-hmm. I want to see what his character's about to do. I want to see what's the next level of the tribal chief. Like, I want to see all these different type of things. And I feel like that's where I'm at in my career, where it's like, all right, what are the nuances? Like, what's the pacing? How can I stand up? What can I do? Because, bro, I have 5 moves of doom, bro. Listen, I love John Cena. Yeah, look, folks be clowning him, bro. I got these 5 moves. Boom, boom, bow. Hell, you might counter one. Hell, I got 1 more move in reserve.
I got the 6th move. Just if all else fail, I got that 6th one right there.
That 6th move, you feel me? And then hell, if everything is going to shit, I got a 7th move and I'm done. I'm done. So if that 7th move don't work, you might as well count me out.
Yeah, well, damn. Let me hit it 1 more time. Nope, yeah, nope.
1 more.
All right. Never mind. Yeah. I lost.
Yeah. Let me go to Twitter. Let me talk some shit. Try and clean it up. That's
for
it,
sure,
bro.
For sure, man. But what do you have coming up? In
weekend,
the business,
I'm going back out to Cali. I'm mm-hmm. facing another member of the Samoan Dynasty, the Bloodline family.
It's like 20 of them, motherfuckers.
20,000, brother. Shit, it's all many of them. Yeah, man. I got it. Let me see. Matter of fact, because the Oos got mad at me, because let me tell you the story. So I went out there right
mm-hmm.
In like April. You feel me? We don't got In-N-Out in New York, bro. We don't got that. So Journey Fatu, that's Jacob Fatu, brother. You feel me? So Journey, Jacob, and Juicy, that's the promotion out there.
Okay.
Journey, you feel me? That's my guy. I'm like, yo, I need some In-N-Out. You feel me? He got his boy to come pick me up from the airport, took me over there, boom, got some food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why they ain't tell me about the secret menu, bro?
Oh, they didn't tell you about it?
They ain't tell me about the secret menu, bro. So I'm in there ordering like it's goddamn McDonald's and shit. Like, yeah, let me get a burger and some fries. But it was like this. Now this might sound crazy, but it was a non-melanin person that came inside, right, and ordered animal style. I said, what the fuck is she talking about? What does that mean? Yo, bro, and they just saying it mad casually. I'm like,
this is normal.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like, yo, they bugging out here. Like, what's going on? Then I go back there. It's like, oh yeah, oops, that's a secret menu. I'm like, well, why the fuck you ain't tell me? Like, what's going on? So you feel me? I took that personally. So now I'm going back out there on Saturday and I'm facing let me show you. Well, damn. Sepha. Sepha. I don't know how to pronounce the whole name. I don't want to butcher the name, but you feel me? I'm out there. You feel me?
Okay.
Pro,
definitely send me that so I can
yeah, you feel me? But now I gotta take it out on him because your family didn't tell me about the secret menu, so I'm coming back for vengeance. And then he ain't like that, so
just don't headbutt him.
Yep, listen, I headbutt Lance. I listen, my head still be ringing from time to time. I did it twice too. That's the crazy part.
Whoa,
look, he ain't like the fact, you feel me, that I said that, and now he talking about blood. He talking about cutting me.
You trying to butt? Like,
yeah, bro. Listen, I got health insurance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like, okay, go ahead. It's
covered. I'm covered. I'm good. I'm going in. I'll patch that shit up. And guess what I'm doing? Going home. Going right back on Twitter, saying I'm undefeated against the Ooses. Okay. Undefeated.
The Ooses with the juice.
Hey man, you feel what I'm saying, bro? So I'm gonna be out there this Saturday. It's gonna be cool. I actually got a show Friday. It's gonna be me, Alex, O'Shea. We're going up to New England. Ringling scene for WFA. We doing some match. It's something. I don't know. We're gonna be there, bro. We're gonna be there. But yeah, definitely going out to Cali Saturday. And yo, bro, it's crazy because like now, like this is gonna probably be like my last like out of state booking I take. Well, this far for a little bit because like I don't wanna be away from my son a lot too much.
And it's the holidays coming up too.
So. That too, you feel me? But yeah, like I'm kinda, and plus I'm going to the UK next year, so I kinda just wanna just stay home as best as I can and everything like that. But I'm going out there. I'm flying in and out that same night, but it's like living 3 days with all the time differences. Bro, I did that shit back in April and I came back like, what day is it, bro? Like
I did that too because I went from DC to Cali to Atlanta within the span of 3 days. Oh, and yeah, I was like, what? Where am I? I was like, where the hell am I? So I get that. Like the time zone difference, it messed me up.
It's so wild, bro. Cause you feel it. Like you really feel a difference. Cause like, so when I left there, I went there, I caught my flight at 12. I got a red eye. Then I landed in Tampa at like 7 a.m, bro. But it was really like when I landed, my clock was like, it was really like 4 o'clock, but it was really like 7 that I got back on the plane again to New York. Bro, it was a lot, bro. When I just got outside, I was just here like, the fuck?
Like, there's jet lag and then there's time zone different lag. Like, you'd be like, what am I doing?
What am I? That's how you feel. What am I?
Like, am I human?
Like, why? It's crazy, bro.
Anything else going on with you?
Shit. Then I know you. Well, you know we got Fightland later on when you know Alex gonna face against Jacob. So that's gonna be a real good one. I'm actually waiting to see when they're gonna drop my fusion tape and match. So just waiting, bro. Other than that, man, you know, just chilling. I'm actually trying to get back into the streaming and shit, bro. Because I used to do it before my son, and we moved and everything. So I'm trying to get back into that because it's like, I want to find different ways where I can just decompress. You feel me? Wrestling is crazy, bro. It's wild. So, you feel me? And then we got the new Modern Warfare 3 dropping. We got the Spider-Man out. So, you know, I want to find different ways where I can connect with people, too.
Yeah, and I always tell people, like, if you, like, connect, if you do streaming, like, always go heavy on that collab stuff. Because it's, like, it's cool streaming by yourself. But
yeah,
it ain't the same when you having a conversation with somebody. So that's why exactly. I kind of been stagnant with my streaming because I'm like, I be trying to link with people to have a conversation because I feel like my most successful streams are when I'm talking to people, but whereas I'm just me just playing the game. I'm like, this is boring.
It's tiring too. You feel me? Because like you'll be there, like you're pretty much doing commentary in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like if you can make it an experience, bro. It's all about experience.
All experience. That's what I'm saying. So like if you get like a bunch, like not even a bunch, like 2-3 people that are all playing the same game and just be talking mad shit for no reason. It's a great time.
Vibe, bro.
And especially me when I'm baked. So it's like a whole different. People think I'm unfiltered or unleashed on this podcast or on Twitter, but wait until I'm baked.
It's yeah. Hey, so look, listen, when I get my whole thing set up, we gotta do that. We definitely gotta do it. Yes. What system you be you stream from?
You said what now?
Are you PlayStation, PC or Xbox?
I got a PC, but I'm switching. I'm getting a PS5 soon because I've been trying to get one, but it's like every time I'm about to get one, a bill hit, I'm like, well, never mind.
bro, I felt that, bro. Especially this month, bro. Like that. Like for me, October is always crazy every year where just like shit just be like, bow, 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 bow. I'm just like, God damn, bro.
You're like, damn, slow down. Let me breathe.
Please. Please, just a little bit. Of
when I get the P5, I will definitely hit you up for your.
Yes, please, you, bro. Like, then, please, because if we could really, bro, we could create something, bro. Like you said, we was on here. You feel me? Just shooting shit, bro. Chopping it up,
That's literally all we're gonna do. Like,
bro, let's do that, bro. Please.
That's literally me. Please. But I don't want to keep you too much longer. Where can people follow you on social media if they haven't already done
Man, it is J Bougie, the letter J, B-O-U-J-I-I, everywhere, Twitter, X, TikTok. TikTok, I'll be following them behind them, but I'll be doing a lot better. You feel me? Because I'll be seeing, listen, Alex Kane be on TikTok a lot, so I'll be trying to keep up with him. So you feel me? I'm trying on TikTok, Instagram, Threads. I Threads from time to time. You feel me? Threads don't be getting that much love either. Yeah. It's just too much. But yeah, I'm everywhere, man. You feel me?
It's a million apps.
Yo, bro. Shit. So many, bro. It's crazy. So throw it in the search bar anywhere, and you know, I'll pop up.
He'll pop up literally. And honestly, it was a great time hanging with him on the show, and we'll definitely have him back on more than likely longer. Like, as it seemed like everybody that I've interviewed, they'd be like, yo, just invite me on. I'm like, I got you. Just, we'll send you a link, and when you're available, just hop on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's a vibe here.
It's like we chilling here. So yeah, it's like,
like I said, it's about like decompressing and like just doing shit like this, bro. Like, it's amazing. You feel me? Like, everything here was real cool and shit. You feel me? Like, we got to talk about the South, bro. I've been holding on that story for a minute before my grandma told me. So to have somebody that can relate to that shit is crazy.
Boy, the South, like, bro, that's what I'm saying. People don't realize, people from the South and New York, we're neck and neck. Like, the blood is deep there.
It's there.
But it's like, make sure you guys follow.
It's like we Samoans. You feel me? It's like that.
I'm about to say something. We probably the Samoan niggas. They're Samoans. We the Samoan niggas.
I'm cool with that.
We the Samoan niggas. That's just what it is, and that's all it's gonna be. As Carmelo Hayes, Christian Castanova said, that's all it is, and that's all it's gonna be. Make sure you guys follow J Bougie on social media everywhere. Make sure you guys follow the show itself at Gresham Leaves. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Gresham Leaves Pod on YouTube. You can follow yours truly at Is Gresh on X, Twitter, whatever they want to call it. But it's Josh Gresh from RRG everywhere else. And with that being said, you guys stay safe out here in these streets. Yes, and sir. As the t-shirt says, remember to always eat, sleep, flex, and repeat. We out. Y'all be breezy.